You've heard the criticism that for all the talk leading up to and during the last general elections in Barbados about a fight against corruption, too little action has been taken so far. Well, Parliament has been discussing what is intended to be one of the planks of that fight against corruption. It's in the form of a bill to establish an anti-corruption and anti-terrorism agency, a body which the Attorney General Dale Marshall says is needed before he comes with what he describes as a suite of anti-corruption legislation later this year. The AG told the Chamber that it would assist the police because it would be specifically dedicated to dealing with corruption in a way that the police unit charged with that responsibility cannot.
So this unit will be able to buy in those resources to assist in investigations. It will give those people who are coming in to do investigations statutory power by virtue of being engaged by the unit in a way that the Royal Barbados Police Force or the Revenue Commission or the Comptroller of Customs will not be able to do. So this will bring tremendous flexibility to what they have to do.
It is envisaged that the agency will be led by a Director General who will be appointed by the Governor General on recommendation by the Prime Minister after consultation with the Leader of the Opposition.
That Director General, Mr. Speaker, is only capable of being removed from office for inability to discharge the functions of the office, whether arising from infirmity of body or mind, for incompetence, for misconduct, if he becomes bankrupt, if he is convicted of any offense involving dishonesty or moral turpitude, or if he fails without reasonable excuse to carry out a function imposed by the Act or breaches his contract.
According to Mr. Marshall, that's the same constitutional protection given to the Director of Public Prosecutions, the Auditor General, and to judges. But there is a difference. The Director General will be on contract for 3 years.
One of the big challenges of governance is always leadership. It's always leadership. And there is the possibility that the person who is chosen may not quite work out. Happens every day. Happens every day. And while it might be convenient to pivot and say, well, thank you, we should part ways, we had to recognize that in order to be able to do that, we would really be making this person excessively beholden to an administration. And therefore, you wouldn't have the kind of transparency and independent action that we want to see happen.
The anti-corruption agency will have an important power: the ability to demand documentation from people who are under investigation.
Let me tell you what my experience as Attorney General has been over the last 3 years. We have sought to get documentation from individuals, and they've refused. They've refused. Now, these are individuals who have said to me, we want to cooperate with you. We want to cooperate with you. But they have refused. And we have no easy power other than a search warrant. And search warrants are only issued in particular circumstances. So at this level, we have no way of accessing vital information. So this power, which is used quite extensively in England by their authorities.
The Attorney General adds this as well.
The Proceeds and Instrumentalities of Crime Act allows the authorities to reach back into your affairs for 20 years and try to discover whether there are any assets for which you have no proper explanation.
He says this means that
the agency will be able to rely on the Proceeds and Instrumentalities of Crime Act in order to be able to effectively provide a remedy.
That's Attorney General Dale Marshall speaking in Parliament on the Anti-Corruption and Anti-Terrorism Bill. This has been Sagicor's Early Business. Sagicor's Early Business can also be heard as a podcast at VOB929.com.